just cruel game, isn't it, football? I mean, last week was probably one of the biggest slaps I've ever had in the face last week. We 3-2 up on the 87th minute. You know, today's just another slap in the face. We're 1-0 up, in control. They didn't look like scoring. Eisel's had a chance to make it 2-0. If he slices it or scuffs it, it probably goes in the bottom corner. And we go 2-0 up. But there's such a fine line between doing well and doing terrible. And right now, we've not got enough points to stay in the league, and everybody's disappointed. We've done a great job in putting ourselves in the position we're in. Two games to go, needed to win one. And last week was a slap in the face, and today's just makes you wonder why you do the job.
I mean, yesterday, obviously, you've gone down, but, I mean, yeah, you can look back over the season. Do you look back over other results of the season and think, actually, that's the one that's left you with a lot to do?
No, I think probably losing Richard Wood and Anthony Wordsworth has cost us. It's two key players there. Anthony had 12 assists, scored 5 goals. And Richard Wood, going back to Rotherham, has obviously decimated our defence. We've missed him in there. We've conceded too many goals. And I've had to patch the defence together at the wrong time of the season. Kelly's come in and played the last 4 games of the season at left back. Sonny was playing there with Richard and Wardy in the middle. So I won't look back on the results. I think we've had some great results. I mean, we won 6 out of 8 at home. And we've beaten a lot of top teams. We've scored loads of goals away from home. And we've still come up short. We got 50 points. But it wasn't enough this year.
Maybe a difficult question to answer this point, but how much have you enjoyed and relished the challenge? Because you did have a lot of work to do. You did get the spine of the team right, the organisation right. It was working for you, but obviously ultimately disappointment. But have you enjoyed the job?
Well, yeah, I really enjoyed it until, obviously, when it gets near the end, I knew what I was letting myself in for. You know, I was walking into a relegation battle, and I knew there was a lot of work to do and without having a lot of money to spend. So the people who told me not to do it, they'll be shaking their head now saying, I told you. But it's a challenge I took on. And in your life, not just in football, in your life, you can just sit in your armchair or you can go out and take challenges on. And if it don't work, you just pick yourself up and move on to the next challenge. And over the period of 20, 30 years, it'll come right for you. Obviously, you have disappointments like this. Should make you stronger.
You heard what the fans thought of you, even at the end. They really want you to stay here. I know it's been discussed before, it's out of your hands, really, but you must appreciate, not just their appreciation of your efforts, but the fact that they would like you here as well.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank everybody like who's made me welcome, all the staff. There's not that many, but all the staff have helped me. Everybody at the club's helped me. All the supporters have been great. The away fans have been brilliant. And I can look back now and think, at least we give them some great wins away from home. And at home, we started to look like not many teams could beat us. And we've lost the game today, but we've lost the game because a draw was no good to us. If a draw would have been all right today, we probably wouldn't have lost the game. We needed a win, but we've sent bodies forward. And it was a mistake at the end that cost us the game, but it didn't matter.
As I say, it's been discussed before. We understand there'll be a decision made maybe in the next couple of weeks, but, you know, if it was up to you, would you like to stay?
Well, yeah, I obviously like the place, and I like working for the club, and the board have been good to me work-wise, but there's lots of things to add up. I'm not the actual manager. John Gregory's the manager, and it's his job. So I'm just the interim manager. My contract ends today, or my job's done today. And as far as I know, he's the manager. I've not really spoke about what we're going to do next year. That'll happen on Tuesday.
And just finally, say this difficult maybe look back now, but there've been, you know, do you feel you're pleased that although it's ended in defeat, you're sort of pleased with the job you've done here in terms of the fact you've actually, you know, made a name for yourself as almost keeping the club in League One. And as I say, the fans certainly appreciated the way you went about it.
Well, I know we got ourselves in a good position and we were dead and buried and we won a lot of games and we give ourselves a chance, and it was a great achievement to get to the point where 2 games to go, we needed to win one of them. And last week's just the biggest slap in the face I've ever had, I think, in football. 3-2 up with 3 minutes to go at Peterborough and losing the game. And today's just a follow-up slap in the face. So I'm absolutely gutted for everybody at the club because it slipped through our fingers. We'd done enough. We'd done enough to get over the line, and it slipped through our fingers today.